I'd like to speak this morning about last day's prophecy today.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Amen. Praise God. Now that's a promise that we can live with, is it not? Hallelujah. That's a promise of God that every one of us ought to be looking forward to that promise. Glory to God. But before this time comes to pass, there is so much more that needs to be fulfilled that I want to talk about.
Right.
What do you see happening in the world today that's fulfilling Bible prophecy? Are you paying attention? Are you even listening out there? Well, I want to tell you something. If you will pay attention and you will listen, you will see and you will hear and you will know. Larry used to say, you'd know in your knower. And that knower is the God within you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord that resides within you. Do you see and hear of wars and rumors of wars? Do you see and hear of earthquakes in diverse or many places? Do you see and hear of confusion coming upon the earth throughout the whole world? Isn't this happening? Aren't we seeing these things? What about men's hearts failing them for fear? For fear now of the things that are happening all around them. And we don't have to fear those things, brothers and sisters. We are children of God. There is a divine anointed protection that is upon us. It's for those peoples of the earth that I keep talking about. I say the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. We're the remnant of God. The peoples of the earth, they can't take part in this because they don't do what God says for them to do. They don't do what the Word says. Amen? So these things are happening all around us. And these are just a few. I haven't even gotten into it. They're just a few of the prophetic predictions that you should be aware of that are happening today. Even right straight out of the Bible. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Now I preach this verse a number of times, but I want to preach those last three words. That is the church today. They have a name, but they're dead. They look like they're alive. Just look at how fat and big they are. They look like they're alive. I mean, they look like they're alive. Just look at all they're accomplishing. They look like they're alive, but, B-U-T, in the name of their particular denomination, they're alive, or their individual church, they're alive. But what happened to doing things for Jesus Christ and for the coming kingdom of God? What happened to that? What happened to the churches today? They become interested in themselves. They're not interested in the kingdom. They're not interested in making any waves. They're not interested in rocking any boats. I mean, I rock boats all the time. And I told them on the radio, you say to me, Brother Johnson, I don't even want to listen to you. You scare me. If I scare you, there's something wrong. You're not grounded upon the rock. You're standing in the sand.
Amen.
If you were standing on the rock, you wouldn't be afraid of Brother Johnson.
Amen.
You wouldn't be afraid of the fact that the end times, the last days are here.
Amen.
Right now today.
Amen.
You wouldn't be afraid of that. You'd be excited about that because it means Jesus is coming.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's almost here, as a matter of fact. Glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Lay not up yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Hallelujah. See, the false has gotten into the church.
That's right.
And it's stolen the church's relationship with their Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can't let that happen. You need to get away from all this false stuff. I can start naming them off. And I got one thing on my heart and on my spirit. God didn't say anywhere in the Bible He was going to give you gold dust.
That's right.
Get it out of your church and get it out of your services. It's wrong. It's fake. It's false.
Amen.
It's of the enemy. 2 Corinthians, glory to God, chapter 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, look out, whom we have not preached. You don't hear Brother Evans. You don't hear Pastor Ralston, our in-house science pastor. You don't hear Brother Johnson preaching to you another Jesus. You don't hear that. We preach to you the true Jesus.
Amen.
The Savior of men's souls, the Redeemer of this world of sin.
Amen.
On the cross, He did it.
Amen.
And He's going to come back and prove it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians 11:14, continuing, or if you receive another spirit. Now, that spirit's about to come upon the earth. Coming fast. Yeah, watch out, Brother Evans. It's that guy called Antichrist, and he's just around the corner. I got corner vision, and I can see him around there. Hallelujah. I got Holy Ghost corner vision. Glory to God. Or another gospel. And this is what I'm talking about. The false gospel that's being preached. Hey, my friends, what does the Word say? It says, from such, turn away.
Right.
Hallelujah. Get away from it. It's a strong delusion. It's another Jesus. It's another gospel. It's another spirit. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 2, I want to pick that up. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. This verse is important. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Some of it was dead, but there's some that's dying. There's some that's becoming dead. It's not dead yet. Get a hold of that thing and keep it alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep that other Jesus out away from you and keep the Jesus that's really true within you alive. For I have not found your works perfect before God. I don't know about you, but when I go up there and that fire hits my pile, I don't want to look down there and see nothing but ashes. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I don't want to see that. See, yes, I know that neither man nor the church is perfect, but Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
Are you following me? He says, for I have not found thy works perfect, but Jesus Christ is perfect. That same Jesus that stands outside the door and knocks on these false churches' doors, on these churches that are just playing church. They're just playing with the things of God. He's knocking out there, and they just don't know who the perfect Jesus Christ is. So how can they be perfect, huh?
That's right.
How can they be perfect? That same Jesus that stands outside that door, knocking, but they won't let Him in. They won't let Him in.
Right.
Now, why do you think they won't let Him in? I think I know why. Hallelujah. Because if they let the real Jesus in, it'd spoil their little me, myself, and I party. It would spoil it. Because Jesus would expose that thing for what it truly is. Amen? Hallelujah. We can be perfect. Oh, yes, we can. If we will just let Jesus in.
Amen.
We got to let Him in. We don't keep Him outside the door knocking. I got news for you. It won't be long. And you won't hear it anymore.
That's right.
Because He'll walk away. He'll walk away. And He'll leave you to your little me, myself, and I party. Amen? Now I want to hit on a really very touchy subject, if I haven't already done that. Hallelujah. They say, this false group out there, they say that you cannot know when Jesus is coming. They say that you should not be watching for Jesus to come. And that's not true. That's false.
That's false.
That's false. Revelation chapter 3 again. Let me read it to you. Verse 3. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Now, that's Jesus talking, my friends. That's the Lord talking. How can there be a clear rebuke to that falseness, to those false prophets of the peoples of the earth? Amen?
Amen.
Who's leading them down the false path, the blind leading the blind. They're all in the ditch, and they don't even know it. Hallelujah. They say you can't know when Jesus is coming. They say you shouldn't be watching. Maybe they're just afraid to know. Because, why? It would reveal their heresy. Matthew chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Verse 15, and when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now that's a little addition there, but there's a lot of truth in that. Amen? Hallelujah. Now I don't know about you, but I expect that Antichrist guy to be revealed very soon. I expect it. I said he's just around the corner. I have Holy Ghost corner vision. I don't need a submarine periscope to see around the corner. I can see that he's right there. I also expect that the Hadistic Jews, that's the Jews that don't believe that the Savior was Jesus Christ, they're going to begin animal sacrifice again for the atonement of sin very soon. What an abomination will that be in the face of God, or in the eyes of God, if you will. I also realize that things are happening that are leading up to that quicker than we really know. Jesus died on that cross as the last sacrifice, and the veil of the temple was rent. Am I correct? I mean, that opened the holy place up to you and me. Amen? We can walk in there boldly. We don't need the high priest to do it for us. That's what that sacrifice was for. So I could go on and on and on, but I'm telling you, that action by a holy God did away with animal sacrifice for the atonement of sin forever. Why did this come about? I want to tell you something, because I have an ear to hear and an eye to see what the Spirit of the Lord is doing today. That's how I know. That's how I see these things. That's how I preach these things. But what about you, my friends out there? Are you ostriches with your head stuck in the sand? I could call you foolish. I could even call you dumb. But I'm saying, are you an ostrich with your head stuck in the sand? Well, if you are, let me warn you about something. The rest of you is exposed to the realities of the world around you.
Amen.
And a swift, very well-placed kick could wake you up quickly. And I really think if you're hiding in all that false, maybe that's exactly what you need. Maybe you need Satan to come up and give you a swift kick and wake you up.
Amen.
Amen? Maybe you'll wake up to the truth that's being preached on these broadcasts. The truth that's being preached by the science ministers that you hear every week. But I want to tell you something. If you don't wake up, hear this. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, my friends.
Amen.
This message, along with 200 more, are free downloads on the www.neaiga.org website. Just look for the downloads page. Please prayerfully consider sending a letter of blessing to Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, and Maranatha.